Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Damas y Caballeros, for the final time, who knows? This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, emanating from the Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. Hello, once again. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so modest host. Of course, when I say modest, think caps. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion, and I'm an award-winning boxing writer. So I bring a unique combination to the dance. But guess what? I'm not the average boxing fan. In fact, if you're the average boxing fan, you had to be excited, of course, but last night's card, it was a sleeper for the most part, but that main event, although it wasn't the most exciting fight in the history of boxing, Raleigh Romero beating Ryan Garcia was a significant upset. A 13-1 underdog was Raleigh Romero. Of course, on the same card, Devin Haney, a 13-1 favorite over Jose Ramirez, basically did a wash job on that one. Of course, Haney ran like a thief. Bottom line is, he doesn't want to take any shots anymore. Neither does Ryan Garcia after getting knocked down in the second round. So we'll talk about that in depth. Open phone lines around the planet, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, the fight's coming from Saudi Arabia. That's going to happen in a couple hours, I guess, as soon as the Sheikh takes his private jet from New York City. Of course, that was in Times Square last night. I was told only 350 to 400 people got to watch the fight live. Everybody else watched it on the big screen. You know, that sort of like irritates me. I mean, why should 350 of the elite get to watch this fight? Well, the rest of the people, the boxing fans, paid $25 for that card. And if you paid $25 for the card, I think you got ripped off, because the bottom line is, the fights were 13-1, 13-1, and of course, one fight was 2.5-1. That was a Teofimo Lopez win. But the bottom line is, Mr. Barbosa didn't come to fight. So when Tio won that fight in a 2.5-1 fight that was supposed to be the best fight on the card, it really wasn't. And then Raleigh, with the exception of that knockdown in the second round, that wasn't the most exciting. That wasn't Hagler Hearns either. Okay? Bottom line is, the card sucked for the most part. And if you paid $25 for it, I feel sorry for you. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. I think we've got the Twitch thing together. I'm not sure, but I'm hoping here that the Twitch.tv, the Sports Byline USA channel, is working. It's been giving me hell all morning. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So, what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling. Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
One final look over my shoulder at my lady. That's what the song was all about. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. My buddy Alan Gorey, he wrote that song back in the day. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. And I'm wondering if Derek James, of course, the corner man, I believe he's based in Dallas, Texas. I wonder if he's got the Kennedy curse, per se, because the guy can't win a fight for nothing. I mean, he lost with the Charlos, didn't he? Lost with the Charlos. Of course, Charlo didn't even try against Canelo Alvarez, of course. He lost with Errol Spence and Terrence Crawford, and last night he got lit up. He was begging Ryan Garcia to do something, and Ryan said, leave me alone, man. I got some money to make here, and that's all the bottom line is I'm not going to get hurt. At the end of the night, of course, Ryan Garcia's stock dropped tremendously. Of course, it wasn't all that great considering he was coming off the drug-induced suspension of a year. Of course, the steroids, performance enhancing drugs, call it whatever you want. Bottom line is he was on some type of Flintstone vitamins. Not that I think it had a difference in the fight. I think the big difference between the fight between Devin Haney and Ryan Garcia was the fact that Ryan Garcia said, screw you, I'm going to come in 3.5 pounds overweight. I'm not going to make 140 pounds. And that gave him a significant advantage, I thought, a huge advantage. Because, you know, Haney sweated down to 140. And, of course, Haney said, okay, then give me some money. He goes, and Ryan goes, Ryan smiles, okay, I'll give you 1.5 million, man, it's 1.5 million, but I'm gonna beat you, you know what, because I'm going to be bigger, stronger. The bottom line is I didn't have to starve to make the weight. Devin, you had to starve to make the weight. Speaking of last night, Devin didn't have to starve to make the weight, but the bottom line is it wasn't a thrilling performance. Well, not even close, but the bottom line is we'll talk about that a little bit more. Of course, Canelo and Skull about to go in a couple hours. That's going to come to us from Saudi Arabia. Of course, the guy in the dress, I think he flew from Times Square in that small crowd. He had 400 people. Imagine that, holding a boxing match of that significance in the Times Square area and only allowing 400 people to show up. I mean, who got to show up? Well, let's find out if Socrates Palmer was there, boxing's PhD. Now, I know you were on the guest list, right, Soc?
No, it must have got lost in the mail or something. I didn't receive it.
They don't mail things anymore, man. It's all electronically. The last time they mailed anything was like in the early 90s with Debbie Munch at Caesar's Palace. She made us either fax in the press credentials or mail them to her. And I said, can I email it to you? She goes, oh, we don't take email.
Wow, how times have changed.
They definitely, yeah, no doubt about that.
And considering yesterday's show, I'm glad they did it. I would have been mad having to go all the way downtown to that mess for that horrible show.
Horrible. Well, you know, I think horrible is being
Nice.
Be probably being honest as honest as you can be about it, but the bottom line is, at the end of the day, it was a show that was cost I think $25 on DAZN if you wanted to buy it on DAZN. Of course, I ended up watching it through some binoculars and somebody else's window and that kind of good stuff. But I was pleased with the fact that there was at least some news, something significant to come out of that, and that was the deflation of Ryan Garcia.
Yeah. You know, it's kind of hard to have empathy for a guy who is kind of just the master of self-sabotaging, you know, but it just was a shell of what was once you expected to be a guy that was going to be the face of the sport, one of those few guys that could cross over to the mainstream, you know, public. And he just looked like he wanted to be anywhere but in that ring. And Rolly Romero, credit to him, man. He's not pretty to watch, but he's got Ryan's number. And after he clipped him, Ryan wanted no part of anything to do with fighting.
Yeah, you have to, you know, listen, Ryan's had psychological issues or drug issues. What is it? Is it a combination of two? I mean, do we know? I know he smokes weed. We've seen him smoking joints and that kind of stuff. But as far as the cocaine rumors and that kind of good stuff, nobody saw him putting a straw in his nose, right? Not like Andy Ruiz.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if he's chopping up, you know, half of Colombia, but the guy, you know, we know he's a partier. He has bouts of depression, he says, and he's just all over the place. You know, he's a hot mess. You know, that's the best way to put it. He's got, you figure, from the outside looking in, I mean, he's got both his parents, but it seems like they're just there to, you know, whenever the Zell kicks in, they're happy. Like, because if you're not curbing your kid's behavior, you're enabling it. Now, we know he's a grown man, but he's still very young. He had everything that you wanted, you know. And even in the fight with Tank Davis, when he got dropped the first time, at least he came back swinging. When he got dropped against Nate Campbell, he came back swinging. He got dropped against Rolly last night. And it was like, he never took that right hand away from his chin. He never threw it at all. And that vaunted left hook, he was afraid to engage.
Afraid to throw anything, but I remember fighting Dave Garcia in the rematch, and he was a big left hooker and keeping that right hand glued to the side of my face. But I still threw the right hand. Okay, I mean, he didn't even throw it.
Not at all. I mean, know the right hand is not his signature shot, but, you know, if you're just going to throw a little flick jab just to say, you know, I threw punches. And how about those stats that they threw up at the end of the fight when it finally mercifully ended? I thought we were going to set up for the robbery.
I think your father was the one that came up with that one, didn't he? I mean, because, yeah, that looked like they were trying to set us up for a heist.
Yes. And you know what? Credit to a lady that I always malign. She was one of the judges, Walesco Roldan. She sent out the most honest scorecard, which was, I believe, 118-109.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, props to her for, I guess, her Zell didn't clear because she was not on the tape. Because 115-112, I mean, come on. There was no way you can give Ryan more than 3 or 4 rounds. Yeah, no matter how much.
I gave him 3, and then I tried to give him 4, and then I realized the 4th round was a welfare round. And when I say a welfare round, folks, what I mean is I gave it to him.
You gave him 1 for showing up, like the SAT, right? You get at least how many points for writing your name?
Okay. All in all, Devin Haney's performance, it wasn't exactly something I would call like the macho man. Put it this way, it wasn't a macho performance, was it?
You know, it's funny. You mentioned the macho man because, you know, I've heard people say, you know, when he fought Edwin Rosario, the macho man changed. And maybe we've seen a new Devin Haney since he got whooped by Ryan Garcia. Is this the new Devin Haney? Just, you know, looking like Lance Armstrong on the bike all day. Ravi's ring rust. And especially against a guy who was shot. I mean, there's a reason they picked Ramirez for him. And he just stunk up the joint.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Let's go to this clip. You can best believe that he's a macho man. Ryan Garcia? No, Devin Haney. I mean, we can rain all over Ryan Garcia, but Devin Haney looked horrible in winning last night. What was he trying to do? If he was trying to increase the stock value, he didn't do it. And, of course, him and his father afterwards were extremely pleased.
I mean, I guess because he ended up, standing upright at the end of the night. I mean, look, you can't say that, hey, maybe he's trying to goat Ryan into, accepting the fight, because apparently the fight's already been signed sealed. I've heard of guys kind of playing less to try to give someone else false confidence, but Devin Haney looked bad. His legs look heavy. He was never a great puncher. I can't see him at 47 even being remotely competitive against Jared Ennis.
Never a puncher, never a puncher. 15 knockouts and like 30-something wins. Bottom line is he couldn't punch his way out of a paper bag, and he doesn't take a punch that well. So I'm going to ask you the $64,000 question. If he can't take a punch very well and he can't punch, what is his value? What value does he have as a prize fighter?
He's got an undefeated record, and he's already got a name. So I guess he's going to ride that. But as long as he can, but I think it's just fool's gold if you think that he's going to be anything at 47. I mean, other than just fodder for like guys like Brian Norman, guys that are big guys that are coming down probably from 165, 170, to make welterweight. There's no way.
Okay, back to Raleigh Romero. He's got a Cuban guy training him now. Was that the difference in this camp?
You know what? One of the underrated trainers, Salinas, something like that. I apologize, but that guy, he always gets his guys ready. He's in the mix. Rolly looked good. He looked like a middleweight. When he filled out, he was in shape. A little bit subdued. You figure you beat your rival. He was almost disappointed in Ryan's effort. It looked like. Like, come on, man. Like we had better scrap in the gym.
Yeah. I remember Raleigh lit him up in the gym, though. I mean, we could play that tape. Raleigh lit him up in the gym. I mean, he was hurt. He was cut. He was bleeding.
It wasn't a fluke. Some guys just have your number, Ryan looks like he's done.
Okay, Ryan's done. Let's stick a fork in him, but he's got all those Instagram and all those online followers. He could still make a decent amount of money, basically fighting Daniel in the other room.
Oh yeah, no, he'll definitely if he wants to do it. Of course, they'll dust him off and they'll repackage him, and he'll do a few interviews, and they'll make up that he was going through some dilemma. And he did. In credit to him, he was humble in defeat.
Yeah, the only problem with Daniel is we're going to have a problem getting him down in weight. Straight up BRJ to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. At least making that weight.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately,
Sadly, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You can best believe that he's a macho man. Ready to get down with anyone he can.
Hey, 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 hey. Macho,
yeah, the Macho Man song, of course, it applies to Devin Haney. Without a doubt, of course, Devin Haney, the toughest guy on the planet, always trying to overcompensate with his macho-ness, and I've got some problems with that because, you know, a lot of guys that I've known growing up, that when they try to overcompensate with the macho thing, it's because they're lacking somewhere else. So I'm wondering if Devin Haney's got some inadequacies here or there, or maybe he decides he plays for the other team. I don't know. Bottom line is, Devin Haney, I've never seen him with a chick. I'll just put it to you like that. Never seen Devin Haney with a chick. Ever, ever. Hey, Sock, you seen Devin Haney with a chick before?
I haven't. I really haven't.
You've seen him with his father every time, right? I mean, come on, man. You can get one girl to hang on to you all them fights, 30 fights. Come on, some girl's got to be saying, you know what I'm saying? But maybe not so.
I have seen Devin Haney at a pool party with a former rap mogul executive.
Whoa. I'm glad you brought up Puff Daddy because I was going to mention him today.
Oh. Bill.
Yeah, he was with Puff Daddy. Of course, Sean Combs did that thing with the poolside freak-offs and all that kind of good stuff. And, you know, for the most part, and I studied the Sean Combs thing, Sean Combs only went after guys that he could snare. And when I mean snare is he got him drugged up and this kind of stuff, and he took advantage of them. I mean, all these black dudes he took advantage of, and I can go down the list, Usher, and et cetera. Bottom line is I think he took advantage of Devin Haney.
He might be on the list. He might be on that list.
I think he, you know, and the bottom line is, I mean, he talked about the parties and he bragged about it until he was put on Front Street about it. Once he was put on Front Street about it, he didn't want to talk about it anymore. Anyway, I got a question for you because Frank, 1961, said that he thought Jim Lampley's return to ringside was overshadowed by Antonio Tarver's poor analyst skills. Tarver was the worst guy I've seen on TV in decades.
I think Antonio had an off night. And it's a surprise because Antonio, he had worked for Showtime.
Yeah,
you
know? I know.
So he's not a new jack. Yeah, he's not a new jack to the broadcast booth. And he's always been articulate in interviews.
Here's what's up, though. This is another indication where guys are declining because of the fact that they're taking shots. Think about that. The last time we saw him on Showtime was 5 years ago, three or four years ago. Bottom line is, in 3 or 4 years, he's regressed.
That's a very good point. You know, the guy, Antonio Tarver, was a brilliant amateur. There's hundreds of fights.
Yep.
And then, of course, a Hall of Fame pro. Yeah.
Hey, Roy, you going to make any excuses tonight? He told Roy Jones that, and he went out and knocked out Roy Jones with one punch.
He called his shot. I think only Babe Ruth could be on that same level. That was quite a night. Quite a night.
Okay, all in all, the return of Jim Lampley wasn't all that. You know, he sounded subdued. He didn't sound like he didn't sound like he had a free rein. And then he had to keep kissing the Saudi Arabians' ass. I mean, did you notice that he was kissing a lot of ass last night?
I think he was almost like thanking him. And it's strange that, you know, after HBO, no one else snatched him up. Maybe his price was too high.
Maybe that, or the fact that, you know, that time, like Gary Gittleson. I don't know if you know who Gary Gittleson is. He was Junior Jones's manager and things like that. But, you know, he was a witness to the time that Mrs. Jim Lampley was groping on some dude and rubbing on him in the wrong part of his body with her hands. And her hands are another story in itself. Anyway, and Jim Lampley ran across the room and grabbed her by the throat. And she was about to turn blue until I slapped a police chokehold on him. And I told him, I can't use the language I was using with Jim Lampley. But let me tell you, he was milliseconds away from going to sleep. Milliseconds.
You slapped that yoke on him, and that was it.
Yeah, and of course, then later in life, he got arrested, or he was detained or something like that. There was a police report on him beating up on another girlfriend after the wife, and the wife came out and defended him on TV. I watched it. She goes, "He never hit me. He was never violent with me. Lady, I saved your life."
Yeah. Jim had loose hands, apparently, when it came to females.
Well, you know, whatever's right. But anyway, you know, him and Larry weren't all that tight either. You know, when Larry told me that, you know, when they saw each other, I think at that Terrence Crawford fight or something like that, 6 or 7 months ago earlier or last year or something like that, that was the first time they had talked in years. I mean, they weren't buddies. It was sort of like me and Al Bernstein. You know what I'm saying? We worked together. We worked together on the air. We were fine. But off the air, who cares?
Yeah, I always kind of felt, especially towards the end, you know, because HBO kind of pushed him out, you know, to replace him with Kellerman.
Kellerboy. Max Kellerboy.
You know, so I was always wondering how close they were, you know, but I know you have the inside, so I'm not shocked.
Well, you know, here's what when they made the move on Larry, and they made do because Seth Abraham was taking a walk. Seth Abraham wasn't there anymore. Seth Abraham sort of took care of Larry. I mean, let me tell you, Larry went after Oscar when he said, you know, he talked about the mariachi type of thing, blah, 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 made some cracks about that. He made some cracks about Floyd Mayweather. I mean, he made a lot of cracks, and, you know, although it got him in trouble with some, it didn't get him in trouble with Seth Abraham. Seth said, you know, I'm having a hard time defending you, but keep doing what you're doing. That's cool.
Hey, I mean, do you want your guy to sound like every other person? I mean, Larry was, you know, is unique, you know, and for HBO, he, and listen, Jim, as we know, was the point guard of the team. But when I think of HBO, I'm thinking Larry Merchant first and foremost, you know. And I'm not saying that because he's part of the Ring Talk family. You know, he just is. You know, his insight, he had no hair on his tongue. He was a journalist first and foremost, and he spoke his mind. You know, some people, you know, he rubbed the wrong way. Too bad, you know. That's how. He was a straight shooter.
Hey, I remember when the paparazzi was following him all around L.A., him and the godmama, may she rest in peace, Patricia Stitch Merchant. She died about 2 months ago. But the bottom line is, they were after the Mayweather thing, the paparazzi was following. He couldn't go to a restaurant.
Yeah.
I mean, you can look online. There's a couple like late evening magazine clips that kind of goes up. Larry Merchant spotted at dinner last night, of course, after the confrontation with Floyd Mayweather a fortnight ago.
That was some night, you know, that he'd whip his ass if he was 40 years younger.
So if I was 30 years younger, I'd kick your ass or something like that. Something like that. But wait, do you think that was a work?
No, I think it was just pent up. Floyd, it was pent up on both sides. You know, Floyd's got rabbit ears. You know, he's been known to be sensitive of criticism. And he blew up on Larry first. And Larry, you know, threw it right back at him. I mean, not going to get punked on national TV, on worldwide TV. Are you kidding me? Well said. And of course, the biggest ass kisser, Leonard Ellerbe, yelling over him. Like, you know, if you want to talk about someone who's half of you know what, that's Leonard Ellerbe. I'll leave it at that.
Is he still
half a three letter word?
but he's a major player, though. He's Al Heyman's point guard, isn't he?
I think he's got some fighters, but I mean, the only guy they're really holding on to is Tank. You know, that's about it. But they've lost so many fighters. Richardson.
Why have they lost the fighters? Because they couldn't get him fights?
Yep, I think that's it. The fight dates. I mean, PBC kind of burned out. They burned every bridge they crossed. You know, they were everywhere. Fox, NBC, Fox Cable. You know, now they're on Amazon. Let's see how long that lasts. But well, when you got guys fighting once a year or once every 2 years, you know.
But isn't that the general MO right now? I mean, Crawford fights once a year, right?
Which is terrible for boxing. Absolutely. You know, the biggest troll in the sport, who's basically, you know, laughing all the way to the bank, Jake Paul. At least he's active. You know, you got to give him credit. At least he's active.
Okay, now I'm glad you brought that up because I saw a picture of a 225-pound Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. Before this fight. He's 225 or 230. He's got to be at least that heavy, okay? This is a ripoff if there ever was a ripoff. Ever, ever, ever.
Listen, if it walks like a duck, it talks like a duck. Julio Cesar Chavez has not been right in a long time. I mean,
he hasn't been right since he took that first. once he went with the blow, he never came back. He never came back off the cocaine. I mean, the guy's been through 19 rehabs. His father owns a rehab company.
Yeah, look, you know, he wants to do pad work in his kitchen and then go and have a tamale when he's done. Listen.
No, you're knocking tamales. If he had one tamale, it'd be cool, but he's eating a dozen. Sock, I got to go. Patchwork Show, I thank you for everything. Of course, we're going to try to come back with Raleigh Romero after the break. You have a great week. Hug the wife. I hope all the electric toothbrushes work because you got about 19.
Thank you very much, and we will send a big smiling picture.
Thank you, my brother. The great Socrates Palmer on Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with need to sell my home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Bad connection. All the computers in this place are like, they suck. I keep complaining week after week, but the bottom line is they need to do something around here. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, Raleigh Romero, the big upset winner last night. Of course, that was the only real upset on the card. Let me go through these, you know, the sheik, the guy in the dress. Call him what you want. Shriek out Turkey. Bottom line is I call him the guy in the dress. Anyway, these are the fights he's putting on. The Teofimo Lopez fight was a minus 260 fight. Teofimo Lopez won a 12-round decision over Arnold Barbosa. It looked like he was stuffed up. It looked like somebody took an air pump and pumped him up full of air. In other words, he had problems making the weight. Whether he had problems making the weight or not, he wasn't going to win. But that was the closest fight on the card. Devin Haney was a 13-1 favorite over Jose Carlos Ramirez. Juan Carlos Ramirez, Jose Carlos Ramirez, same guy. Bottom line is 13-1. Of course, and then Devin Haney won. But then Raleigh Romero was a 13-1 favorite. Take that back. Ryan Garcia was a 13-1 favorite over Raleigh Romero. Now we move up on the card. Of course, we got the fight going on later today. Canelo Alvarez. Oh boy, Canelo Alvarez. He's a 35-1 favorite over William Skull. I mean, we always make jokes about, you know, Canelo getting Skull and this kind of good stuff. But the bottom line is he is a third. And if you want to bet the other way, guess what? Just let me tell you. The corporate America, they took over the betting books in Las Vegas, of course, when the hotels took over and this kind of stuff. Leroy Sportsbook basically doesn't exist anymore. Those are the independent small sportsbooks that really set the lines of Vegas. But the bottom line is Canelo Alvarez, if you want to bet on him, you have to bet $35 to win a dollar. Okay? $35 to win a dollar. Now, but if you want to bet on Skull, you can bet $1 and get back $15. It didn't used to be that way. In other words, it used to be a whole lot closer. If a guy was a 35-1 favorite, you paid 32-1 the other way. Okay, case in point, Buster Douglas and James and Mike Tyson back in, you know, the meltdown in Tokyo. I mean, come on, man. He was a 39-1 favorite. Take that back. Mike Tyson, 41 favorite. And one of the guys that bet on Buster Douglas was Ron Borges, formerly of the Boston Globe. But the rest of these cards, I mean, the Badu Jack fight, nobody cares about that. Okay, Bruno Saras, he's a minus 1,200 favorite, minus 1,250 over Jaime Munguia. He just whooped on Munguia so bad that Munguia talked about, you know, maybe wanting to get the Tijuana police to go arrest Saras for domestic violence. I mean, that's how one-sided the fight was. It was a rout. It was just a rout. It was a rout. And now he's a 12.5-1 favorite. How does that figure? Bottom line is the boxing establishment has made their decision that Jaime Munguia is going to win this fight and that Saras is not going to win. Of course, then we go to Canelo Alvarez. Once again, 35-1 favorite. You want to bet on Skull, you only get 14-1. Now, some of the other fights coming up this weekend, of course, Nonoa Inoue. Of course, pound for pound, maybe the best fighter in all of boxing, right? He's like an 80-1 favorite. I mean, come on. Come on. You got to be kidding me. Yeah, I mean, come on. And the guy with him is like plus 1,600. In other words, you want to be, you know, come on, man. You got, where's the fair trade? There is no fair trade. Corporate America has taken over, and the bottom line is they suck all the way around. Of course, I was reading this week that UPS, United Parcel Service, laid off 20,000 workers, and they also gave their CEO like a $9 million bonus, kind of something like that. So the bottom line is the workers aren't getting any more. They're not going to listen. Back in the days, there was a union. There were unions. That's what this country was built on, unions. But guess what? Somehow unions were considered bad, and unions were taboo and this kind of stuff, and people went away from the unions. When I was growing up, I think it was like 75 to 80% of the entire workforce was union. Now it's like 15 to 20%. Why? Because corporate America doesn't want the unions happening because the unions make sure that the workers are getting something. Bottom line is unions now are just not powerful. Anyway, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I don't know how I got off on such a rant. The Noah Inouye, of course, that's going tomorrow night. The fight that looks pretty good on the same card is Rafael Espinoza, of course, and Edward Vasquez. Espinoza, -1100 favorite. But the bottom line is I think that fight might be a little bit closer. Isn't Rafael Espinoza like the 6-foot-tall, 126-pounder? The guy's like a freak, much like Sebastian Fedora, 6'5", 154 pounds. Speaking of Fedora, what's going to happen with him? What's he going to do next? We'll find out next week. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. A couple things I want to go to. Says here the Twitch thing is finally working. Of course, May 1st, 1983, Edwin Rosario won the WBC lightweight title that Alexis Arguello gave up to move up to 140 pounds. A little 12-round decision over Jose Luis Ramirez. That was in San Juan, Puerto Rico. Let me tell you, Ramirez, I wanted to spar with him two different times. He would have killed me both times. I mean, I was willing to get in the ring with these guys. This is what I was willing to do. My trainer said to me, listen, you're an amateur. We don't need you getting lit up. We don't need you getting hurt. This thing. If you want to spar with the big guys, we spar with them first. And I said, why? Because they're not warmed up yet. These guys are like 10, 12-round fighters. It takes them a while to get warmed up. So you spar with these guys first, like Bazooka Limon. You know, I lit him up a little bit. Wilfredo Benitez, same thing. You got to go after these guys initially first. But, you know, when I was when I was offered Ramirez, I thought it was going to be first, and it wasn't first. It was third both times. And both times I sort of weaseled out of it. I mean, come on, man. I'm not going to get killed. This guy was roping people. I mean, and when I, you know, I looked at Bazooka Limon, of course, he had to fight with Cornelius Bos Edwards, I think, on the line, of course. And later on, of course, he would have the epic fight, the third fight that I sat ringside for back in 1982. That was up in Sacramento, California with Bobby Chacon. Of course, Bobby Chacon winning a 15-round unanimous nod. But the bottom line is Limon was a monster. I mean, he just was. When after I sparred with him, the guys that sparred with him after me were like tore up. One guy got dropped twice. I mean, in the same, you can't, his right hook was amazing. It just was. And the fact was, I was slick enough and big enough to run around from this guy. I only clipped him from the outside, and I wasn't going to step in. Bottom line is, I ain't a fool. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and MMA. Pound for pound, there is no king in boxing. Of course, people talk to me about the Saul Alvarez, Canelo Alvarez, Terrence Crawford fight going to go down in September. Of course, that's September. That's going to be in Saudi Arabia, I believe. Well, bottom line is all these fights are going to Saudi Arabia. The guy with the dress is taking over boxing. You know, and the guy with the dress isn't that bad. I mean, because I think he can be outsmarted. All he's got is money. But he's got Dana White with him, and that's scary. That's really scary for the sport of boxing. It just is, because if Dana White turns boxing into what the UFC is, fighters aren't going to make any money. They just don't. I told you about that time and time and time again. These guys get knocked out in the UFC for like 40 grand, and they're done. Done forever. Ever. Think about knockouts that are done forever. In fact, I'm going to run an interview on tomorrow's show with Diego Corrales. Of course, Diego Corrales, the fallen warrior, champion at 130 and 135, lost two fights in his life, I think, he lost big fight to Floyd Mayweather. That was a fight that really defined him. But the fact was he was going to jail at that point in time, had some domestic violence issues. Of course, he went to jail. We didn't talk for a couple of years. He got out. He sort of cleaned his act up. I thought he was doing well. Then he had the fights with Jose Luis Castillo. The first fight, of course, he went like late into the fight, and he was hurt, and he spit out a mouthpiece, and probably his fight should have been stopped right then and there, and it wasn't. But the bottom line is he ended up winning that fight, but he lost that fight. As far as I'm talking about the beating's concerned, in other words, he won the fight that raised his hand, but he was definitely the far more beaten guy. Of course, Castillo took a better licking, talking about Jose Luis Castillo. Then they did it 4 or 5 months later, and the promoter, of course, was Gary Shaw and Arthur Palullo. These guys, I mean, I think about Gary Shaw. Why would Gary Shaw put him in the fight like 3 or 4 months later after he was like in a near-death battle, because Gary Shaw only was concerned with Gary Shaw? That's all he, come on, man. I mean, he looked like he had been put in a meat grinder. He was messed up. He had a small little head. He had an even smaller brain. I'm talking about Diego Corrales, okay? He had an even smaller brain. And when you sweat to make weight, I think that takes a toll on your brain. It just does. In fact, a lot of the guys I know that strain to make weight ended up having mental issues. In fact, John Bray, the heavyweight out of La Jolla, California, down there in Southern California, a trainer of note nowadays, but he talks about the fact that he sweat things off from 156 pounds in the amateurs to 201 pounds, okay? And he says that it took an effect on his life, and that because of that, he has to take different brain medications and things like that. So, you know, losing weight, yeah, you can do it naturally, and like Mills Lane, I walk around 147. Yeah, but guys can't walk around right now 147 pounds and fight guys at 147, because if you walk around at 147, guess what? The guy you're going to fight is probably going to be like 160 pounds or better. I mean, come on, man. the aforementioned Devin Haney was fighting a lightweight, would come in 160 pounds. 135-pound fighter would weigh in at 135 and come in the ring 24 hours later at 160 pounds. That should have been illegal, but it wasn't. Of course, Devin Haney was given a lot of passes. Him and his father, they were last night smiling on TV because they did got that win over Ramirez. But the bottom line, of course, Ryan Garcia didn't come through, and he lost going away. I mean, there was just no doubt about it that Ryan Garcia wasn't in that fight after the after he got dropped. He really wasn't in the fight to begin with, but in the second round, when he got dropped, he was like, man, I'm not going to get hurt here. I'm not going to get knocked out. I'm not going to try. That's what he's not going to try. And that Derek James, of course, in his corner, the corner man, was imploring him. The guy was begging him. The guy did everything. He would say, you know what, I'm going to leave unless you do something. I mean, that was almost to the point where he probably should have tried to do the Ryan Garcia. Listen, man, if you don't want to do something, when you come back, I'm not going to be here. I would have said something like that, maybe like a Teddy Adams move with Michael Moore. But you got to say something like that. You have to do something dramatic in that corner when your guy's going out there and doing nothing, 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 round after round after round. And Ronald Romero wasn't winning these rounds by looking like Ray Leonard. I mean, he wasn't like throwing like multiple combinations of all these punches. He won these rounds by throwing a few punches here and there and a few punches there. It was no exciting fight, no doubt about that. Now, as far as the odds are concerned, this entire weekend has been nothing but a bunch of chalk fights. When I say chalk, you just put chalk up because there's really nobody that's, you know, I mean, the upset with Raleigh Romero was a bit of an upset, but outside of that, there's no upsets coming. They're not going to happen. I mean, unless Canelo was to get hit by a car, walk into the ring, he's probably not going to do that inside the arena. But unless he was hit by a car, he's not going to lose this fight with William Skull. William Skull's not that good of a fighter. William Skull's got some Cuban pedigree in his background. Of course, that means he's going to come well-conditioned and be ready to go 12 rounds. But for the most part, I don't think he's in the same league with Canelo Alvarez. Speaking of same league, the monster pound for pound is not no Illinois. Of course, people say that time and time again. But me and Mike Tyson are on the same page on this one. We think it's David Benavidez. Of course, talk about the former 168-pound champion now reigning at 175. And, of course, Dmitry Bivol. You know, here's what's up. Let me tell you about the WBC or WeBe Canelo or the World of Bunko and Chicanery, whatever that organization is, that family-run organization that goes around as a nonprofit that is run by Mauricio Suleiman down there in Mexico City, okay? How can I put this? They donate a lot of money to charity. They do. I mean, a lot of charity. In fact, they're taking care of Gerald McClellan. Of course, he had that brain injury in that 1995 WBC fight with Nigel Benn over in London when the referee sort of gaffed in the first round. But the bottom line is, you know, they do help guys. They really help guys. I mean, there were different guys that I talked to along the years. The kid with the bolo punch, the kid Gavilan from Cuba. I said to him, I said, how do you get by, man? Do you have money? Do you have money? No. Jose Suleiman sends me a check each month. Say, what? Yeah, Suleiman was paying his rent, paying for his food, the whole nine yards. That's what kind of guy Jose Suleiman was. And I'm not trying to say that his son isn't a charitable guy, this and that as well, but I just don't think he's a businessman his father was. Let's roll to a break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check it. You're inside looking at the world of boxing. We'll talk about Dana White's crew after the break.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You know, you can't knock Dana White, the businessman. The reason why I say that is, of course, he pulled into Kansas City last week, Kansas City, Missouri. Of course, I've been there. T-Mobile Center held like 16,000 people. He drew 19,000 people, drew 15,984 people for a $2.2 million gate. Bottom line is, he had a bunch of no-names on his card. I mean, the main event was Machado Gary. I was now 16-1, winning a decision in five rounds over Carlos Prates, who drops to 28-6 now. Of course, he's from Brazil. But the bottom line is, you know, he can pull no names, go into these towns, and make all kinds of money. So more power to him. Now, can he do the same thing with boxing? I just don't think so. I think boxing is a different breed. It just does. I think the fact that the MMA crowd, they're willing for anything. I mean, they're in for blood. There's no doubt about it. Can he do the same thing in boxing? Hopefully not, because the guys, if he does to boxing what he's done to the MMA, they're going to be working on minimum wage. I mean, why do you think John Jones, the most gifted heavyweight in the history of MMA, is not fighting? Why do you think about that? He pissed away his prime. Why? Because he didn't want to do anything with Dana White, because Dana White owned him like stock, lock, stock, and barrel. Bottom line is, at the end of the day, Dana White is not a good guy. But he is a successful guy, no doubt about that. Speaking of Dana White, he's going with a card today on ESPN from the Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines, Iowa. So he's traveling around the country. He's packing his arena. You got to give him props, no doubt about that, because boxing promoters are not doing the same thing. Straight up, this has been Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Don't forget, we come to you Saturdays and Sundays at 11 a.m. Pacific time, live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, live on Twitch.tv, the Sports Byline USA channel. When it isn't freezing, and according to Frank right now, it's not freezing. It hasn't freezed since I restarted like the third or fourth time. But the bottom line is, we come to you live on Twitch.tv, Sports Byline USA channel, Saturday and Sunday, of course, live here on Sports Byline. Now, as far as the fight's concerned, tonight, they're a bit routes. I mean, I'm not seeing a whole lot that I'm getting excited about. Of course, I told you about that. Canelo Alvarez, not a guy that I ever want to see fight again. I just don't want to see him fight. And people say to me, why do you say that? He's the most popular fighter in all of Mexico. Well, because he's popular with Mexicans doesn't mean he's popular with me. I'm not Mexican, but even if I was, I think I would find some shortcomings in the fact that he hasn't fought the number one contender in 3.5 years. And people say to me, well, so what? Well, so what? You don't know anything about boxing. You come up with that. You have to be an idiot. Speaking of idiots, last week I want to give some props to Chris Eubank Jr. and Conor Benn. Of course, they went 12 rounds. Of course, it was a 12-round fight. I thought it should have been 10 rounds. The reason why I say that is Benn was moving up two weight classes and met this guy at 160 pounds when Eubank usually fights about 160, 168. Of course, Benn fights at 147, a welterweight against a super middleweight. Bottom line is the size was obvious. Size difference was obvious. But Nigel Benn's kid, Conor Benn, fought with a whole lot of heart, had a whole lot of stones. I thought that either he won or it was a draw. But the bottom line is, they went the other way. Eubank won across the board 8-4 in rounds. That's 116 to 112 on all three scorecards. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. So the fight card from Times Square last night, outside of Raleigh Romero, the fight card would have sucked, of course. And, of course, the fight card tonight with Canelo Alvarez, who's going to take place in a couple of hours. That's probably not going to be all that good either. But tomorrow night, you get to watch, or tomorrow, you get to watch the monster, the Noah Inouye, of course, the 122-pound world champion, best fighter pound for pound in the world in the minds of most boxing fans. He'll be defending his title. Of course, that'll be on ESPN from Las Vegas, Nevada. So until next time, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I want to thank Daniel Ogden in the other room. Of course, he's playing with his beard now. He's got a big beard now. But the bottom line is, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking world of boxing and MMA. Coming back on Sunday, I will be prepped. I'll be ready. And I promise you, the show will not suck. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.